BBC News. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are holding a final day of rallies in the US presidential election after an acrimonious campaign. The latest opinion polls suggest Mrs. Clinton is leading her Republican rival by about 4 percentage points. Stock markets around the world have made gains following the FBI's announcement on Sunday that Mrs. Clinton should not face charges over her emails. The Iraqi military says it's uncovered a mass grave containing 100 decapitated bodies in a town recently captured from Islamic State militants. The discovery was made in Hammam al-Alil near the city of Mosul. A senior Nigerian official says women in displaced camps in the northeast of the country will feel more comfortable following the deployment of policewomen. 100 female police officers have been sent to the camps, which were set up for people who fled Boko Haram Islamists. Human Rights Watch has accused security personnel of sexually abusing women in the camps. The Italian authorities are rushing to salvage works of art from the rubble of buildings brought down in the series of earthquakes in recent months. Police are investigating the disappearance of a 17th century painting from one church. Police in Pakistan's biggest city, Karachi, say they've arrested dozens of people after a series of sectarian killings. They believe two of those detained are the killers of a well-known singer, Amjad Sabri, who was shot in June. The trial has begun in New York of two nephews of the Venezuelan president, Nicolas Maduro. They're accused of conspiring to smuggle 800 kilograms of cocaine into the United States. They've pleaded not guilty. The Australian government's bid to hold a national referendum on whether to legalise same-sex marriage has been defeated in the upper house of parliament. The decision is seen as a blow to the government, which is led by Malcolm Turnbull. BBC News.